Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Madman,
the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
Oh, 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 oh. Madman is here with Nine, who's probably gotten really high, and Fat Boy ate a pie. He finished alone. Madman is wearing sunglasses while he's inside. They all of oboe flat asses.
All of the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
P1 Pilsner is my brew. Madman needs insulin for his type 2. Yelling golly, listen all the time. Playing the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
Every morning they are here. Fat Boy Nine and Madman with his giant beard. Pages reading all of the headlines. Playing the Rise Guys.
Nailed it. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:07.
Have you got some insulin for your tattoo?
I think it's type 2.
Oh, okay. I thought it said insulin for your tattoo.
No.
Sorry.
It was henna, not sugar.
Oh, okay.
Henna.
Sugar tattoo.
All right. Let's get right into this. It's Tuesday, time for Truth and Consequences. Truth and Consequences, think about this. If you got somebody in your life that somebody, you've just had this chip on your shoulder, you wanted to tell them how you feel, or maybe, as is today's situation, you got to confess something. You got to tell somebody close to you the truth about it and then deal with the consequences. There's two ways to look at it. You give somebody the truth and deal with the consequences, or seek the truth, and then when you find out, then together you deal with the consequences.
There's going to be some truth and some consequences.
It's not an or. It's an and.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's
I'm not saying that against you. I'm saying with you.
I agree.
Arm in arm, Jimmy, right
yeah,
now.
We agree.
Bro hug me right now.
Truth and some consequences every week.
We can't full hug.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it. We try.
Side hug.
All right.
Christian side hug.
Are we going, do we have to say names or no? Or not say names?
Yeah,
or
you
no?
can.
Oh, we can say names. I love those. All right, well, let's say hello to old Gary. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I can't complain. I mean, yeah. I could, but what will it do me? Any good? None?
You'd have to look for something to complain about.
I got plenty. That's 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
7 o'clock hour is for Gary. Gary, you've got to complain to your wife today about something.
I think I do, yes.
Mm. Now, tell me this. Now, Fat Boy, of course, producer to the stars. Fat Boy, what was that you were talking about? You were on the phone with Gary later in the evening last night. What was that about? He had some reservations about doing this, or?
Well, I mean, it was going to come out anyway. Well, he'll explain to you, but I'm like, you know, it's better if it's coming from you. It's just kind of last second cold feet.
It's one of those things where the truth is going to come out better hearing it from me than the internet or social media or something. All right. So, Gary, what is it? What's the problem?
I have taken up a hobby at my wife's, not necessarily a suggestion, but she's very encouraging, but it's taken a bit of a turn. And I need to confess what that turn is. It's not anything what I expected. I know it's definitely not something that she expected.
Are we on? Are we on Bluetooth or speakerphone or something? It sounds real muddy.
I'll switch. I'm sorry.
If you don't mind, I understand. It's just the audio is of utmost importance. Sorry. Totally understandable.
Yeah. Is this better?
Much better.
Oh,
much
yeah.
better.
There you
All
are.
Right.
So your wife advised you what, to get a hobby? What, you're just too much work involved or what?
Well, it's actually the opposite. I've been working at the same job and been promoted and doing very well. But with each promotion, we're doing better and better financially. But I have more and more free time. I have a great group of guys who work for me, so I can just kind of leave it to them. And I work from home and I check in occasionally. Yeah. But I just have lots of free time, and I was getting bored.
Okay.
And she suggested I take up a hobby. And, I tried a few different things, but I started taking a photography class.
Okay.
And I loved it. And, started with, taking pictures of things and landscapes and going outside and trying to do artsy-fartsy stuff.
Let me ask you something with photography. Yeah. With this, I think this is a valid question. With everybody, generally speaking, having incredible phones in their pockets, And I mean, front-facing, rear-facing, the whole nine yards. Is that going to eradicate what we know as photographers in this world?
Certainly.
I don't think so.
No?
Because even with, phones being incredibly complicated, or less complicated, photography itself is still complicated. So to frame a good shot, so you can look at your friend's Instagram or Facebook, and they might have interesting pictures up there, but they're not as good as, I would argue that the type of work that I put into my photography and my photography, if you look at my pages, they are much more interesting to look at.
I look better personally in black and white than I do in color. What does that mean? I'm old soul?
You're old school.
Old school.
Yeah, you were meant to live like pre-late 50s.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Photographers have negative job growth in the United States right now.
Negative job growth?
Yeah, there's predicted to be like 5.6% decline in photographers between 2016 and 2026. I think it sucks.
Wow. It does. Well, this guy's doing it as a hobby, though. He's making buttloads of money at his work.
Yeah, but I'm getting paid for the side work, too. So I started to say, I started out taking pictures of things, but then I started taking pictures of people at events. Mm-hmm. So I'll do, weddings and birthdays and, special things. And people started hiring me. So this hobby has turned into a little evening and weekend side business.
Nice.
And it's doing really well, So, it's not going to allow me to quit my day job, but it's enough that I don't have to worry about whether or not our bills are going to get paid and I have extra money and I can buy more lights and equipment and things are going well.
So you're not going to call her and tell her that you're quitting your job to become a photographer. That's not what this call is about.
No, there's no reason to do that. I'm taking pictures at events and people love them.
Yeah.
And then a lady came up to me after she saw how the pictures turned out at her event. And she asked if I would take private photos for her husband of her.
Uh-huh.
So this was like a birthday gift. So she wanted to take, sexy photos.
Boudoir pics.
Exactly. Yeah. Boudoir pics. Yeah. That sounds fancier.
Yeah, it does. Very Louisianan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boudoir.
Boudoir.
I love when rednecks get boudoir.
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 Mm-hmm. So those pictures turned out great, and she was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I charged her a few hundred bucks for them, and she was happy to turn them over. But then she started telling her friends about it. So my little photography business has turned into, I'm taking pictures of women in my garage. I set it up in the studio.
I was going to ask you if you have your own studio.
When my wife is at work. And they are happy. Their husband, nothing untoward is happening. I'm legitimately just taking photos, but I've never told her, and it's really turned into a thing now. And I think she needs to know, but before someone else tells her.
I can hear the trembling in your voice right now, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, man. It's scary. You
know, she's going to find out.
A couple hours work,
what do you mean it's scary? Yeah. You scared of your wife? Like, her reaction?
We have a great relationship, but, you know, the sexy stuff is a very private thing.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that, not that she's going to think I'm cheating or anything like that, but that this is, you know, borderline, or perhaps even think that, you know,
something,
there's
yeah.
pornography occurring in our garage.
Or where did she change clothes and all that stuff, you know.
Look, around here, if you've been married over 10 years in this general vicinity, in this state especially, you got a lot to be scared of when it comes to making your wife mad.
Uh-huh.
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
her
hit that 10-year mark, you have... No, I'm talking about all your money's gone.
Oh, that too?
You've been married 10 years, you're going to lose a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He said he didn't want her to think there was pornography going on in the garage.
Well, that's not pornography. I mean, it's not pornography.
No, no.
Pornography... Are there nipples showing in these photos, sir? Their nipples covered?
I try and keep the nipple, tell them to keep the nipples covered, but sometimes they don't want to, but it's,
okay.
You know, I'd say 50-50.
Here's what she's going to ask you. Paige, tell me if I'm wrong. She's going to say, have you ever seen these women naked, though?
Yep.
And what's the answer to that?
I would answer the truth,
oh,
but,
boy.
You know, partially clothed. You know, I am a professional when I'm doing my photography. So I might see them naked, but it's more like the camera lens is seeing them naked.
You can't use that. The judge would throw that out. That's, you can't argue that.
Okay. Okay.
Judge Jimmy
she's
going to
get mad.
I'm not mad.
I got to do it now. She's going to get mad.
Oh, she's
if I do it with your support, maybe it'll soften the blow a little bit. I'm not doing anything wrong, but I can't keep it from her anymore. Yeah, you know, she needs to know before someone else tells her.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you fear for your safety telling this to her in person?
My emotional safety, not my physical safety. She's a sweet lady.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, man. Have you ever photographed your wife in this way?
Yeah, P1-998 wants to know that.
You have not?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's also a problem. I would think that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Do you?
Maybe.
I think,
would
great,
she be into
man.
That? Would she be, I mean, is that something she'd want? Would she get a thrill?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well.
What a mess.
So not to say,
yeah, no.
She isn't necessarily
it's different than the party photos.
She isn't maybe prudish, but kind of in that direction, I guess. Then,
just what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom between consensual adults, and that's it. That is my feeling of how she. Well, no, that is how she is. We don't talk about our personal time. With others, and that's it. So, I, you know,
lots
it happens when it happens, and it's great when it does, but it is not something to be shared.
Okay. All right. Man, this is...
I feel bad for you.
Juicy.
I feel bad for you. I mean, I do, because it just started off as, like you said, a hobby. I believe you, too. I totally believe you. I think it just turned into one thing and then another, and you're like, oh, one time I won't tell her, and then it's turned into a side hustle.
Yeah.
With you.
It has.
Yeah. With your boudoir pics.
Wow.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to break right now. When we come back, we're going to throw you on hold, Gary. We come back, we're going to call your wife, and then you're going to tell her about your boudoir business, your side hustle that you got going on, and that, you know, you want her to know before this goes any further. Okay?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Hold on, Gary. This is going to be a mess. I don't want to speak it into existence. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
But God bless. There's two things she's going to say. Have you seen him naked? Yes. Has you photographed girls like that before you did me, your wife? Oh, boy.
At my
house. Well, everything he said, she wouldn't be into that anyway.
No.
Which means it's going to be a mess because she wouldn't be into that. I mean, she doesn't seem.
House divided by the camera.
From everything he said, he's not dealing with like a very sexually charged woman on the other end of this marriage.
No. Yeah. God, what was the other thing he said there too? Oh, I have to think about it during the break. There was something else he said there too that really struck a nerve with me.
He's not seeing him naked, the damn camera.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the lens.
Paige, tell him off the air. Get on the phone with him. Tell him not to say that because she will take offense to that as though she's like stupid or something. Yeah, like, oh, I didn't look at him. The camera did. That's
crazy.
You're
not a detached observer. You still see nudity Absolutely. With your eyes.
He seems so like nice guy, kind of nerdy, though, that like you don't think anything's going on. I mean, he said nothing untoward is happening. That tells you, no, nothing's happening.
I don't think
said
anything's
like
happening at all, but it's how she's going to take it.
Hopefully she realizes nothing's
happening.
And hopefully,
you know, I think she's going to tell him it's going to end if she doesn't like it. And that's
it's me or the camera.
Yeah, there's an ultimatum coming, maybe.
All right. Fat Boy's impacted.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Fat Boy's having problems. Okay. I kind of am, too.
All right, we'll all go to the bathroom together, and Truth and Consequences continues right after this. All right.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Raz Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
Well, pretty much across the board. Usually there's some dissension about this or that, but I believe from what I see, most interaction believe that this guy is going to have some problems. He can't hear me, can he?
No, you good. Okay. I barely can.
Okay. Put the headphones over your ear holes. He has them over his nostrils. Pull him up a little bit.
Long hole, fool.
Rightfully so.
All right. So the whole deal here is that Gary, did he say how long? Don't bring him on yet, but did he say how long they've been married?
I don't know if he, I can't remember if he said here, but I know it's been a long time, years and years.
So he has a job that affords him the availability to work from home. And, he said, I got a promotion. I don't have to work as much. So his wife, who he's going to call here in a minute, advised him to get a hobby. He did photography. Started doing weddings, started doing all these different things, and it became a paid hobby. Then he was asked to do some boudoir photos.
Yes.
And then he was asked to do some more boudoir photos. And now, what's he said, four or five different boudoir sets of photos he's done? After each one, he says, I got to tell my wife this time. I do this out of my photography studio in the garage while she's at work. I got to tell her.
He's got more booked, too.
More booked?
He's got more coming.
Oh, gosh.
He's in the middle of it, man. He's in over his head.
I know what I'm going to get Paige for Christmas. I'm going to hook her up with this guy. All right.
You'll give her some dude war.
Some dude war. Oh. What is it called for when guys do that?
I don't think guys do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good answer. I expected a slur from Fat Boy.
Hey, baby, I got you some naked to myself.
Ew.
Lay it on the sofa for me.
I did that George Costanza in my boxers on the Chase Lounge.
I covered it with a microphone, with a boom mic. That's what I did. So
Bob Barker mic.
To no one.
All right. So he's going to call her and tell her in just a moment that he's doing this. And he even said it's not going to go good. But fingers are crossed. Right, Gary?
Yeah, fingers, toes, everything's crossed.
Yeah, everything's crossed. Any predictions? As obviously, we don't have to worry about her cussing because the way you talk about her, she's... I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a God-fearing woman, but you've painted this picture, for lack of a better term, that... Are you happy in this marriage? I mean, it's...
I'm very happy.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, she's the most supportive, loving wife. I have absolutely no complaints.
Okay. Would you feel that way if you're not scared to death over there? Yes, you would.
Would I still love her if I
I'm just messing
scared?
With you. I'm just messing with you. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, the number will be blocked on the caller ID. She won't know who she's calling. So once she comes on, say, hey, it's me, blah, blah, blah. And then once you tell her all this, we'll come on and let her know she's on the radio as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Fat Boy, are you dialing the number? Yes, sir. Truth and Consequences. He's making money doing this. Wonder if he's tithing on it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We got to be quiet.
Hello. Oh, hey, babe. What's up?
Oh, gosh, you left early this morning.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to catch you before you left for work. I went in early today because there's some stuff I want to run by you. I hope it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, you know, photography hobby that I've been taking up, I'm getting busier and busier and busier with it.
Okay,
and
good.
And it's going really well. And you've been incredibly supportive, and I appreciate it so much. But you know the studio we made in the garage?
Sure.
Yeah, guys, can you help me out a little? I'm getting really nervous. I'm sorry, babe.
Me laughing, messing up. I'm sorry. The way you said garage. Michelle, good morning. We're live on the radio right now. 93.3 The Planet's The Rise Guys. Morning show. How are you?
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So we're all live on the radio right now. This is all live. Gary, let's get back to the studio in the garage.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been making really good money on it. The garage renovations have paid for themselves with the studio being in there, and then some, and I'm bringing in some more money. But it's not just for, special event photos that I'm doing.
There's a problem, Michelle. There's a problem here.
Yeah.
I'm getting nervous. What's going on?
Yeah, one of the ladies at one of the weddings I was taking pictures for asked if I would do boudoir photos for her. And I did, and it went really well, and she told her friends about them, and now I'm getting more calls to do that. And I use our that's why the studio looks so nice, is because we need the picture, the subject of the picture to be comfortable. And I'm getting call after call about it, and I know that you're going to find out about it at some point. I'm not trying to hide anything from you, and so I just wanted to come clean and let you know that this has really turned into a great side business. But I'm taking more photos than I would have expected of women asking me to take photos of them in various states of attire for their husbands.
Michelle, are you still there?
Yeah. All so, right. I mean, what are these women wearing is what I want to know.
It varies.
Bustiers.
Sexy clothes to, you know, a robe to, you know, a sheet.
In our extra bedroom in your converted studio while I'm at work.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for being so supportive.
I don't know if she is. I don't know that that's the case. Oh, no. Michelle, yes, we know you're on the spot right now. And, you know, it's not a joke, by the way. There's no punchlines, no concert tickets, anything like that to win. He said he was going to tell you.
Well, that would help, though, some concert tickets.
Fatboy, do we have anything? No, we have NHRA next week.
Yeah.
He said that it when he was asked to do it, he says, okay, I'll do the one. And then it turned into a thing. And after each one, he wanted to tell you. And it's gotten to the point where he had to put his foot down and say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on the radio. Then I have to do it. He didn't even have to go to the office this morning. Fatboy is telling this off the air.
Yeah.
He's out of the house because you're at the house. Was I not supposed to say that?
No, you're good.
Just... Okay.
So, I mean, is this a conversation we need to have face-to-face? Should we meet for lunch?
I'm happy to meet for lunch and talk about this some more. I just needed some help getting the story out there.
Is there more to it? I mean, is there something you're feeling guilty about?
Oh, there's nothing to feel guilty about. I take the pictures. I give all of the pictures to the clients. The clients love them, but they're telling their friends about it. I'm just getting more and more. And what I don't want to happen is there to be a day when you're home from work and you come, you know, into the studio to say hi, and you see a half naked lady there. I want you to know why.
I feel like now for sure I better come by the studio.
Not this one. You go to
his studio, not
we're
ours.
We're just the liaison.
Not here. Well,
nobody's been naked in here in a long time.
It's been a while.
A long, long time. Too long.
All jokes aside, how do you feel about it? I mean, I know how you feel about it. I can feel it in your voice. But is this a thing where you're going to tell him this stops?
Well, I think it does need to stop. I mean, this was supposed to be a new little hobby for you because you were getting bored at work. I never imagined that this is the route you'd go with this.
Well, is there anything else
I don't know that I should know?
No, I want to talk to you about it, and we can meet for lunch, and we can discuss it. And I appreciate your rational tone, and
you're definitely in human resources. I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it needs to stop. I have clients booked for this week, which I'm happy to cancel or reschedule while we talk about it. But this is something that I'm good at, and I enjoy doing it. And we talked about I needed to find a hobby for my self esteem, and this really helps my self esteem.
It helped mine too.
Probably would, yeah.
She's still there.
Well, I don't know. Alarm Babes. Bells are going off in my head. I mean, you enjoy doing it, and I can only imagine what these women look like.
I don't think about what they look like. I make all the pictures, look nice. All the pictures are beautiful. The photos are beautiful. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking at them like they're Beyonce or something like that. That these are my
good
subjects.
It's the same as,
taking a picture at a wedding or a birthday party. I want the subject to look good. I want them to be happy with the end result.
Yeah, this is not pornography. These are taste. Tell me if I'm wrong here, Gary, but these are tastefully done, kind of mm-hmm. salacious photos, kind of sassy.
They're beautiful.
Are they crotchless?
Photos. They're loving photos. I'm reluctant to use the word even sassy because that makes it sound a little.
Too far, man. More salacious than
I try to make them. It's art.
Yeah. Is anyone bottomless?
I'm creating for these women and whoever they're giving these photos to.
Yeah.
Okay. But I could understand if my wife was to walk into the room while they were taking, while I was taking the pictures, it might not look quite so artful.
So they are bottomless.
Full nude.
They're not fully nude. Don't get her started. Paige has a question for you.
And the only thing is me being, a woman and a wife, I wouldn't want you to have a selection of them to refer to in your private time. That would kind of bother me.
You're making this way worse, Paige.
I'm sorry, but I would think of that. And
yes.
I should
Red tube,
I'm
so
sorry.
Much better.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Michelle, did she hang up?
No.
Okay. Well, I keep seeing the line, the light go away. Michelle, totally caught you off guard. I don't expect you to say a million things here, but in closing, will you tell him that this has to stop or things are going to change?
Well, I have more questions, but I think it does have to stop. I mean, come on, honey, how would you feel if I told you I hired a handyman who, he happens to be, 28 years old, and, he likes to work half naked.
It looks like Thor.
Oh, my God.
Likes to work shirtless, sometimes bottomless.
I'll fire Bear Harlow and hire him.
I would look. Do we have work that needs to be done in the house?
Yeah.
Right. If it makes you happy and nothing else is happening and, the pipes are being repaired.
Whoa. What are we talking about with that?
Being cleaned.
Yeah, we're using an analogy
easy,
here.
Guys. Right. Easy.
Yeah, no. Sassy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's pick this back up at lunch. I think the two of you should meet for lunch and talk about this. Michelle, we totally admit we caught you off guard, and I appreciate you not cussing, although I don't feel like you do in your everyday life, do you? She's pissed.
Babe?
Yes?
You there?
Oh, you're talking to her.
Hello?
All right, Michelle, we're going to let you go because I know you're all kinds of pissed right now and you don't want to say anything you regret. So, Gary,
I have to get to work is the thing.
Yes. Okay. Gary,
I have one question that you need to answer. Are you fully clothed
right
when you're
now?
Taking these pictures?
What?
Of course. Of course.
That's a fair question. Yeah. Maybe some of the ladies who are more you know, nervous about it would say, hey, you take off a piece of clothes and then I will.
Something I didn't think like about that.
Yeah, make them feel more at home. Yeah.
No, I appreciate you thinking that, they would want me to do that.
Sure.
But no, no one has ever asked me to, nor would I. I love you, babe.
I love you, too. All right. Michelle, he's going to call you when we hang up here. All your questions will be answered.
Okay, all right.
Okay? All right, thank you. I hope you have a good morning.
Please, have a good day.
You live for this, Gary.
I feel for her right now. I really do. Gary, I know you ain't cheating on her. I know it. I don't think you're even looking at these girls. The word sassy offended you a moment ago. That I would call these pictures sassy. I just think you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I'll have one drink. And then, you know, 3 hours later, you're at the bar and the game's over.
Pulled to the side a little.
You did one boudoir session and then another one and then another one. And then before you knew it, that's why you did this on the radio today, because you knew that if you're going to keep putting it off and not telling her, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
How the guilt got to you.
All right.
Whew.
I would love to hear an update on this. We want to get better at doing the updates. Sure. So maybe here in a couple weeks or something, we can find out what happened. If the photography studio has been shut down for the time being, who knows?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Maybe a temporary shutdown. Maybe it won't happen because you seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do. I do very much. But I would love to give you all an update.
Would you do our headshots this year?
Well, I can do more than heads.
All right, get out of here.
These are from the waist down.
I'll call you.
Now I'm not believing what he said.
Bye, Gary.
Bye, Gary.
I'm kidding.
All right, so, sassy.
You wouldn't have said that with your wife on the line.
That's right.
All right. I would not have.
All right.
I would not have.
Gary, you're being too sassy right now. We need to let you go. Have a good morning.
Okay, thank you. Right. You
thank
too.
You know what's crazy?
Wild man.
Although, I assume women are texting in right now wanting a link to his portfolio. Dude, that is a nice little business. I mean, good for him. He said he's making a couple hundred dollars for these things. Just taking pictures. You don't have to develop them anymore.
It's all digital.
It's all digital. You just email. Oh, you want your, okay, here's your headshots. I just sent them to you from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
You know what's going to happen in a couple months? Guys that shoot hardcore now. And the wife's cool with it.
My wife's cool with it.
Everybody's naked.
We moved on to video and she holds the boom mic.
All right, we're going to get to your calls. 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. We're also getting tweets and texts from women who have done this in the past, and their husbands were actually there while the photography sessions took place. That would be odd as hell.
Yeah, because it's usually a surprise for the dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he's standing there watching, that would be weird.
Fakes a surprise, huh? But you don't have to argue about it when you give him a photos of you naked.
That's why you take his brother. You know, you got protection. And then that's for, you know, the husband.
Like, Paige, would you join a girlfriend if she said, I'm taking some boudoir pictures? Would you go there and help her with the outfits and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like
that? Yeah. I bet. But then some of my friends are models. I've dressed them before. We're
just coworkers. We're not friends.
Yeah. No, I've gone on bikini and lingerie shoots before with friends.
All right. We're going to get to your calls. We're going to read your texts, your tweets. 1-800-774-0093. More Rise Guys right after this.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:54. We'll have a couple moments to speak with you here. 1-800-774-0093. Dude's doing boudoir pictures in the garage behind his wife's back.
Mm-hmm.
He told her today, and of course, she flew off the handle about it. Wondering what women think about that. Paige had her thoughts. Let's go to P1 Thunder Chick on line one. Thunder Chick, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So, I'm good. How about you?
Wonderful, thanks. Your thoughts?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that she would want him to stop doing something that's making them money. I mean, he should have told her before the first shoot, and just been straight up about it. But she shouldn't be encouraging this. It's something that makes money, and it's something that he enjoys, and it's innocent. So,
what if it was drugs that he was selling?
If the drugs weren't anything hard, I would encourage it as well.
More money!
Exactly.
Right. Thunder Chick wants to be a stay-at-home mom, I think. Right, Thunder Chick? Am I right with that?
No. I love my job. I love to work. So.
Fantastic. You must work here at Intercom Greenville. Thunder Chick, thank you. Have a great morning, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
There she goes, Thunder Chick.
She got an intro now.
Right. That's her outro, actually. Oh, there he is, the legend in the making. It's P1 Looper, everybody. Looper, good morning.
Looper.
Good morning, family. How are we doing?
Well, sir, how are you?
Fantastic. Inside a little.
Wonderful. How are you celebrating this sunny day? Some advice for this guy, maybe?
Yeah, I think he might have moved it to the side a little too much.
A little too much, yeah.
A little too much. I mean, you got to be honest from the get-go. I have a studio. I won't be specific on anything. It's a studio. Things happen in there. And I have a wife as well. And before anything was formatted or done or even thought about or talked about, I discussed it with her. We were honest. That's your key right there.
What do you have, though? Karate studio? What kind of studio do you have?
Yoga
Looper?
Studio? Which, where kind of?
That calisthenics, yoga, whatnot.
Oh, okay. So is that where Pull It to the Side a Little comes from? Is that you, like, taking pictures of people saying that in that same creepy way?
Sure, whatever you like.
Horrors of Babylon, right?
I got to hear what the wife sounds like.
What, Mrs. Looper?
Yeah, I got to hear Miss Looper.
Oh, we'll have to do a newlywed game with Looper and Mrs. Looper.
Yeah. How are you, honey?
All right.
Hey, we'll make it happen, but that was it. Be honest. That's it.
Be honest. That's today's lesson. Looper, thank you, sir. God bless you.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace out. Outie. He's out.
Outie.
Do we have time for another call?
Yeah, just real quick.
P1 Distracted Zombie will be our final call for now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, not much, sir. You? Good.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this boudoir photo-taking service?
Well, I do agree. He should have told his wife from the get-go, you know. But in order to keep this, I tell him, you know, cameras. There's an app you can use. It's called Alfred. It works on Wi-Fi. A friend of mine, P1 Inspector, he told me about it. And she could watch anytime she wanted to, you know.
What does that mean? It's like a kitty cam for your wife to watch the stay-at-home husband?
Basically.
Then you're going to violate the people getting the pictures taken.
See, I wonder. When I see, like on America's Funniest Home Videos and stuff, see somebody walking through the living room at home and fall down or something. I'm like, why do you have that on camera? You know?
It's like a nanny cam, you know?
Nanny cam, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You ever seen a nanny cam?
It works off an old phone. Works off old phones.
Old phones, oh, I see. Okay. All right, distracting.
Well, not old phones, just like used phones, like you've had around the house or something.
Oh, I see. All right. I like it. Distracting Zombie, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
It's calling from the CIA, I believe.
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of informant with some kind of intel.
Uh-huh. He's telling him to spy on the people getting pictures taken. Fat Boy's brilliant for pointing that out.
Let me get that feed, man.
Oh, my God.
His buddy told him.
You know what? You can sell subscriptions online, too.
This is some dark web stuff. It's like that movie, 23 Cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it turned into.
Oh, boy. Paige, we're going to put the cameras on you for a moment.
Yeah.
Or at least the microphones. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, a woman goes to the police station to discuss a very important topic to her, cocaine legalization. I'll tell you how well that ended next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Cocaine legalization.
Yes.
All right.
You have to take that up with Congress.
Yeah, somebody. All right. We'll get to the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. Go on.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Every damn day, I will go late to class to hear you guys.
And 93-minute nonstop rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet. Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.